Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His words are always, they always bless us to go forward. The people of God are mighty in Him. We're mighty in Him. When the people of God are directed according to the word, they're just as mighty as Jesus. I'm going to say that again. When the people of God are motivated by the word, when they operate by the word of God, they're mighty. We're mighty in Him, and we become just as mighty as Him. We can do a perfect work when we yield to the word of the Lord. When we yield to the Lord, we yield to His word, yield to His guidance. We can do the mighty works that Jesus did. We're just as good. There are people that will listen to a stranger that loves them because they've been beat down by everybody else they know. The love of God is pure wisdom. And He has methods that will work. There are people that can be saved if people would only obey the Lord, their God and King. You can't make the difference because you want to. You can't make the difference because you greatly desire to. You don't have the wisdom, the knowledge that you'll need to do this and to understand it. All that comes from the Lord, and all those things are increasingly revealed in the bubble of obedience. When you're obeying God, everything goes to another level. You begin to have new vision. You can see the Lord doing greater and greater things in you. He loves us. Now, I'm saying these things because as we obey the Lord, what He give you to do will work. And it's amazing how good it can work. And you'll ask the Lord questions. Why did you have me to do that? And over time you'll understand it. Sometimes He'll tell you why He did it. Sometimes He'll show you why He did it.
The way He did it.
His methods. But when you look at when you judge things by the word of God, and you can receive the word of God, you can see the wisdom in all that God does. And He know the rate of speed we will obey Him. And He know what people are, He know how people think. And when we can't do a lot by ourselves, we can do a much greater work collectively. Until people grow up in the Lord, a lot of people can do one work. But as people grow in the Lord, their works become, they multiply in an exponential way. They multiply in an exponential way when we collectively grow. When Jesus is the focus, things are purified. Beginning within us, things are purified. The way we think, the way we train in the Lord changes. Just like our advice changes. As we grow, it gets greater. And when you know what to watch out for, you stop falling into traps that waste your time. Jesus said, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. The things people put so much energy in to receive. When you're following God, you are alerted to what works and what don't. You know what'll work and you know what won't work. As you follow Him, and you stop falling into the same kind of traps. And you start watching out for the traps. And you start looking at not only just avoiding traps, you also gain the blessings that you would have missed out on. Sometimes people overlook what's the best blessing for them. They can't see it because they're distracted by this, by the efforts of their own arm, the efforts of this world. But when you focus on the Lord, you'll see everything more clearly. And over time, even more clearly. And over time, even more clearly. Now, in Corinthians, it teaches us, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that the natural man won't receive the things of God, the spiritual things. The natural man is trained to think natural only. And he doesn't give the spiritual things a chance. He try to steer clear of it. He doesn't want to be weird to others. And the things of God, he won't take it in, and it won't make sense to him until he does. Now this is how we cross over and operate in the supernatural. And that's the good old love of God. Anybody that obey the golden rule to love others like you want people to love you, you will automatically cross over into the supernatural. Because the love of God, that's as supernatural as you can get. Because of the love of God, you're motivated to receive everything of God. And God is, my friend, supernatural. The thoughts of God, they're so wholesome, and they make so much sense, and they give your life so much peace. Once you get in on it, you don't want the ways of this world. Now, I used to go in God's presence through praise and worship, and I felt so clean and so pure and so powerful. I felt like I could do anything. I felt like a superhero in His presence. I felt protected. I felt like no harm could ever come to me. And I didn't want to leave. So I got to go to work. I got to do other things. I said, well, Lord, how do I take this with me? I bet the Lord laughed when I said that with joy. I said, I'm going to find out. I said, teach me how to take this with me. This is how I want to be all the time. And over 2 decades, I learned how to do it. First of all, fill your heart with God's word. And as you act on it, things will become more clear. You'll be able to receive greater information from the Holy Spirit. We can't receive it. We don't receive it. I won't say we can't, but we don't receive everything that He can give us because our thoughts and opinions are still shaped by the old ways. But over time, you'll see how to steer. You'll see those things for what they are, and in the Word of God, it makes sense in a greater way, and you'll be able to do greater things. And until that happens, see, the way God designed people, everybody has strengths and weaknesses, different strengths and different weaknesses. So the Holy Spirit is so wise. Whatever is not, we grow together. That's why it's so good for us to go to church. We have strengths and weaknesses, and a lot of our weaknesses we haven't mastered and probably won't master in this life unless we receive God's word in that area. But somebody else, to them, it's not a weakness, and they have the strength you need. And you'll see how they do things, and you'll grow. Even though you don't see God, you'll see the Word of God displayed in them, and you'll say, hey, I'm going to do it that way. And people that go to church, their lives are stronger. And see, I worked at people's houses, and people have the same kind of problems. Everybody does. The Christian, the atheist, people of other religions, they all got the same kind of problems, challenges. Except for the Christians, they're being attacked. The enemy uses everything else to attack us. and persecute us, try to buffet us back down to this world system, corral us back into the world. Now, people don't realize it because they don't believe in the spiritual warfare like we know. We know it exists. They don't know it exists. They're just going by how things look, seem, and feel. But they're already captured. So the enemy is not, he doesn't bother them like he bothers us. He just try to keep them captured, keep us away from them. He try to get us to reduce the light so that they'll stay blind. They already captured. So when we walk in the light, he try to use persecution. We have to receive the strength from the Lord and rise above the world. And we easily overcome the world if we go in God's presence and do it God's way. If we operate according to his authority, the authority that he's given us. Now, when you do these things, it works. The word shows us how. And we have to be introduced to different parts of God's word in order to function right. In order to function biblically, we can always win biblically. But we can't win a supernatural war naturally. We have to win it supernaturally. We have to fight with faith. And we do the actions of love by faith, and it works. Now, those who love God are more apt to follow through. And when you're around people that love God, you're encouraged and strengthened to be true and to love God. Now, everything that we do and everything that we say and all the wonderful things that we're capable of are enhanced as we follow the Lord, our God and King. He will guide us into all these treasures that we really do have. Now, if you're just listening to these broadcasts and this seems new to you, be patient. Follow God. You're going to be fine. God, you're not going to be brainwashed, because God never brainwashes a person. God presents you with the truth and you decide to operate in it in a sober mind. Because God doesn't. Now, Satan's different. He tries to take control of your thoughts, control of your actions. He try to corral people. But people go to church because that's what they want to do, of their own free will. Now, the Lord said, suffer the little children because they don't know how to make a judgment call. Suffer the little children. Make them go. But when they get to a point where they can choose on their own, then God requires them to choose on their own. If they're going to benefit from the kingdom of God, they'll have to join it of their own free will. And you can always walk out. If you really love this world, you can go on back to the world. God won't stop you. He will help you. He will warn you, because he know you're not going to like it, and he know you're going to be harmed. But the things of God are true. If you follow through with them, you're going to learn more. If you just basically obey God in all things, you're going to learn so much more. Until next time, remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.